And you're very welcome back to Lifeline here on this Thursday morning. And now I should be joined on the line by June Tinsley. Good morning to June.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine.
And it's coming up to that time of the year where we have to think about going back to school and the costs. We are told we have free education here, but we really don't, June. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on and why is it so expensive to be educated here in Ireland?
Sure. Bernardo's runs its school cost survey every year, and this year is actually our 10th year of doing it. And we're just asking your listeners to fill in our survey, jump onto bernardos.ie, and tell us the experiences that they're having. It's a simple survey asking questions like, how much do you pay for your school uniform, your school books, do you have a school book rental scheme in your school, do you have to pay a voluntary contribution, if so, how much? And so far we've got over 1,000 parents to fill it in, but we'd love to hear from more just to kind of get a full range of parents' experiences. As I said, it being the 10th year, unsurprisingly, year on year, parents are pushed to the pin of their collar. There's certainly, parents are telling us the amount of anguish and despair and stress they feel at this time at trying to get their children ready to go to school, and that they're feeling, some parents are pushed to take out loans, others are pushed into debt, others have to go to loan sharks. It's a very, very expensive time on parents.
I will believe it. I have four children myself now. As I said earlier, three are still in education. But one thing that really riles me, we don't have the book scheme in our schools, and when you go to get books, like you've bought them, say she started secondary school last year, and this year you go to try probably sell some of them on and they're discontinued. I can't understand why we can't have that rental scheme in all the schools. It's so expensive for books.
Yeah, Bernardo's would obviously wholeheartedly agree with you there. Mm. And we have seen that there is more school book rental schemes in operation in primary schools, which is definitely welcome, because parents know then that they pay a flat fee and they'll get the books all sorted. And some schemes cover absolutely everything. Other schools only cover textbooks or whatever. But it does provide genuine saving for parents at primary level. Unfortunately, at secondary level, as you rightly say, there isn't that many school book rental schemes in operation. And as a result, parents are forced to pay for everything themselves. Mm. And there is an issue of teachers choosing different books each year, and as a result parents can't recycle the books amongst their siblings.
Such a waste.
Yes, it is. Mm. And Bernardo is a long time campaigner of more school book rental schemes in all schools, and to be honest, what we're kind of saying to the government is all school books should be free to children anyway, and that school book rental schemes is a way to get there, but the end goal should be to make sure that all children have free school books, because it operates in other countries, so why shouldn't it operate here?
Exactly, yeah, and it is an awful lot of pressure on parents, because especially for people, I know primary school is expensive, but for starting secondary school, I mean, it must cost near enough to about 700 to put a child starting secondary school, because the books alone were 400 or over 400 for that. And then the uniform, which is another thing. Why have we to buy uniforms in these shops with special crests in them, you know, when you can get cheaper versions in other shops? It just seems so expensive to send children back to school.
Yes, and as you rightly say, it does cost around 750 to send a first-year pupil to school. And if you've got more than one child in the school system, then it's very easy to see how parents would end up paying well in excess of €1,000 to get their children ready. And that's why we're asking your listeners to tell us their experiences. Our survey will be live until Sunday. And once we've closed the survey, we'll then happy to do the analysis and launch the findings, and happy to come back on air again and tell you what we found this year.
Yeah, please do, because I think at this stage something should be done for books. It's for the government as well, because it'd be saving them money if we had rental schemes in secondary schools as well. You know, because you get back to school, some people can avail of back to school uniforms and book allowance. But, you know, so in the long run it would save everybody money.
It would definitely save everybody money in the long run. I mean, yes, the back to school clothing and footwear allowance is an important help. Unfortunately, the amount has gone down year on year, so parents do have to foot the bill even more. But if they did introduce free school books for all children in primary and secondary, it wouldn't cost the state too much money, but the actual saving it would generate to parents would be immense, and it would mean that all children are treated absolutely equally and given the same opportunities in school, which would be huge. And it would mean certainly more children would potentially do better in school, because they wouldn't have that barrier of going into the classroom without the right textbook.
Exactly. And the other thing, the voluntary contribution, that kind of makes me laugh as well, because I'm not saying what school or anything that I'm involved with, or my children are, but we actually, at the end of the year, you know, you get your school report, and until you pay your voluntary contribution, you don't get your school report. So it really isn't voluntary, you have to pay it.
We have definitely heard parents say to us that some schools are pursuing quite aggressive tactics to get the voluntary contribution. I hadn't heard that one before, which is interesting. I've heard other ones where school lockers were being denied to the child until the contribution was paid, those kind of things. However, I know that the department are trying to stamp out that practice, because it should be voluntary and parents should not have to pay it. And I know, again, in our survey, we are asking some questions around voluntary contribution and if schools are pursuing it. Some schools are not. Some schools, we know, are not even asking for it anymore, because mm-hmm. they are aware the parents are already pushed to the pin of their collar, and an extra layer on top of that, and that extra pressure to pay is just too much. So some schools have been very accommodating and understanding, and others haven't been so. I suppose the bottom line is the education system at the minute is not fully resourced and it's not fully invested in, and as a result there's an expectation on parents to fill that gap, which we're kind of saying is an unfair expectation.
It is really, and if the child has been made feel like isolated because of the parents not been able probably to pay the voluntary contribution, which I have heard as well has been kind of noted, or has been said to certain children in the class, well, when you pay such and such, you can get whatever we can, you know, it was kind of,
That's totally unacceptable. That. It really is to potentially stigmatise a child like that.
Yeah, so I think that something really has to be done about that. So you want people to go on and go on to your website and fill out this survey and...
Yes, please. Yeah, so, they only have to fill it out for one child they might have in primary or a child they might have in secondary. Mm. And it takes approximately 3 to 5 minutes to run through the survey for us. But it's really useful for us to kind of capture the trends in the costs, and also we use it all the time as a lobbying tool to kind of put pressure on the government to do some stuff around this. And we've had some successes, because we can see the money that was allocated towards the school book rental schemes. We want to keep the pressure on so that more is done to alleviate this financial burden on parents.
The one thing that should be done is bringing that book rental scheme. That's the main thing, really. Especially, I know it's great having it in the primary schools, and it should be in every primary school, but secondary schools, the books are so expensive. And in
totally
the long, it's such a waste. I mean, I have books at home, piles of books that are just left. It's a waste, you know, not being able to use again. So it really should be for everyone in the long run, it'll cost, it could be cheaper on everyone. So this survey is open till Sunday, the 26th of July, yeah?
Yes, it is, yes. And as I said, all the details are on bernardos.ie.
So it's going to bernardos.ie. That's great, June. So maybe you'll come on and let us know how it goes.
Yes, please. Yeah, more than happy to do so. The results will be out in early August.
Brilliant. Okay, so once again, it's just www.bernardos.ie, and go on to the survey and fill it in. I'm sure most parents will do, because I know a lot of parents are very upset and very stressed about children going back to school because of the costs. That's mounting up. Okay, June, thanks for talking to us here this morning, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Great. Good morning. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.